Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The podcast where we give you all the plot hooks that you'll ever need in your entire role-playing life. I'm your host, Nancy Weber, and I have two people here to help me give you some plot hooks today. One is...
James Elliott.
And the other is...
Your old pal, old Maddie Hannibal Butler.
Yep, your old pal, old Maddie Hannibal Butler.
That's right.
James, who are you? What do you do? What are you about?
What am I about? I'm about town. What do? I make treasure hunts and treasure maps.
Now that's an exciting thing. That's a fun thing to say.
Yes, it is a very fun thing to say.
He's a low-key adventurer.
Yeah, that's right. I'm an adventurer with a capitalist bent. I make treasure hunts for the Brisbane Treasure Hunt Society, a not-so-secret society that specializes in immersive experiences powered by treasure maps. So I really just wanted to make treasure maps and be paid for it.
Wonderful. And what sort of treasure does one find on these treasure hunts?
Well, that's an excellent question, Zane, and I got to keep some secrets to myself.
No, you said it's a not-so-secret society.
Oh.
Expose yourself, or at least admit that you're building an El Dorado.
Well, I'm contractually obliged to say I can't comment on that. some of the treasure, sometimes on a date night, it's about having a really enjoyable time with your partner. On the historical...
Emotional treasure.
Emotional
Gross.
Treasure.
Is the treasure the friendship we get along the way?
Absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes...
It's pretty economical.
The friendship we get along the way.
It varies from hunt to hunt, but when someone wants one specifically made, the good news is they supply the treasure, so...
Wonderful. And so you also feature on the podcast Drunk Game Design.
Yes, I'm on Drunk Game Design, where we, as you can probably guess from the title, get drunk, design a game, create the game for people to play for free.
For free?
Yes.
That's the treasure.
That's the It's a very wet treasure, but we do that. That's quite fun.
And
I host Fictional Reality. So that's a podcast about immersive worlds, puzzle building, how to create an immersive world, and what exactly is a fictional reality. So stay tuned for that.
Well, by the time this is out, you should be able to find Fictional Reality. That's not canon.com/fictionalreality.
Excellent. Tune in.
And on all your podcatchers.
Oh, can't wait, baby.
And Matthew.
Hello.
Who are you? What do you do?
Who am
Why are you
I?
Alive?
Well, I guess if I'll tune into fictional reality and I'll find out the why of my personal fictional reality. What is narrative? Who am I? Anyway, I'm old Maddie. As my kiotis out there will know, I host Delicious Word Sandwich, a literature podcast that transforms classic works of literature into physical sandwiches for us to eat. And so we can indulge in glorious stories with our eyes and our mouth holes.
Now tell me, how many of these sandwiches have been steak sandwiches?
Well, the stakes are rather high with this question.
Oh, golly.
Dislike.
Some of them have corn in them too, by the sounds of it.
Well, now they will. That's a good idea. Anyway, I believe... I have made 3 steak sandwiches, 2 of which were Hemingway, so I hope you can forgive me for that. The third I wish to retcon eventually in a reanalysis, which was Sylvia Plath's The Bell Jar. Mm. I understand my reasoning for it, but I was wrong. I was so wrong.
Well, stay tuned for that. And again, you can find that at thatsmycanon.com/deliciouswordsandwich.
Mm-hmm. And when I'm not doing Delicious Word Sandwich, I am writing novels, radio plays, short stories, and generally gallivanting as a budding actor and private investigator.
And now, you're writing plot hooks.
I am indeed.
Because that's what we're here for. We take an inspiration image from a Magic the Gathering card and a random word, and we come up with plot hooks for you to use. The way that we do that is we each offer an initial pledge, just like a magic trick. We then offer a turn where we expand upon that idea and collaboratively come up with a prestige where we twist that idea into something that you can use in your game. And along the way, we'll probably come up with a lot of fun stuff that you can use if you want or not. We are published under a Creative Commons license, so you feel free to use any of these ideas in your games. But if you're going to share or replicate them, just give us some credit. That's all we ask.
Easy.
Excellent.
Is that so much?
So the inspiration image for this week is epic proportions. Now, it seems to be some sort of person in a cape riding a giant cow goat thing through what seems to be a goblin fortress or something.
A bovine beast.
And the quote at the bottom is from might to mighty. Mm-hmm. And the random word is evolution.
It's a very fitting random word with the card.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to totally upfront. I would generate 6 random words. I pick the best one.
Okay.
Yep. So the one skirt and hubcap didn't quite make the cut.
Well, no, the other ones were supplementary, capital, attractive, missile, and minister. So I could have gone with missile, maybe, maybe supplementary.
We who could knows? Have made attractive work.
But evolution was the first one.
Yeah.
So who has a pledge?
So I would just like to say a calculated random word. That's nice. I like it. I dig. Could I go first?
Please.
All right. So my pledge, it would be kind of like a... So the person in the cape is not who you think it is. It's not who I'm about to mention. But this whole serum of epic proportions of from might to mighty is a Howard Hughes-like entrepreneurial figure in this fantasy world. He's developed this serum to make especially cattle, bovine creatures, far larger in order to solve food resource crisis.
Right. Mm.
And he's feeding villages and everyone is like manic for this serum.
But so you say Howard Hughes, I hear Elon Musk.
I'm a man of the classics. And yeah, and he is working in evolution. He's becoming a master of evolution and he is monopolizing it.
Okay, so...
An allegory for the dairy industry.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, just the factory farming industry in general.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Why not stop at cows?
What a time to be alive.
All right, well, what about you, James? Do you have a pledge?
Well, my pledge was that evolution favors the large. So in this world, the bigger it is, the more chance it has of surviving. I had sort of two things here, and I wasn't sure how to put them together, but... Then I thought of like irregular proportions, like people that had irregular proportioned sort of like anatomy might be favored by this world for some reason.
So, what anatomy?
Like
like legs?
Yeah. Well,
noses?
It could be anything like asymmetrical, like one person's born with a very large right hand. And so this world favors them as sort of like better creatures. You know, in this world, we sort of favor symmetry. This is a world that idolizes asymmetry.
Right.
So the more sort of asymmetrical you are and the more, you know, things are different sizes, the more like heralded you are, godlike and sort of like the chosen one. So the most Hmong person is sort of like, here's the prophecy has foretold. The right foot is 3 times larger than the left.
That's rad. So if you have like a giant like right shoulder, would you have like a glorious like shoulder cape over that shoulder to kind of like exaggerate it?
Yeah.
And you'd be like revered like a regal king with your robes?
Absolutely.
And what about like surgical?
Oh, surgical. So, symmetry. Yeah. So symmetry is sort of like the unideal. So you would have surgical sort of manipulations to be asymmetrical.
Yeah, like people like inserting like rocks underneath their skin to make like weird asymmetrical bulges on their shoulders or something.
Yep, absolutely.
Fantastic.
you know, a really popular sport is arm wrestling, but only with the one arm.
So, like, unless for those privileged kind of few in today's society, like, we grow naturally more asymmetrically. So would this world be more kind of pro-nature and natural evolution than kind of, like, ideal, symmetrical, very kind of aesthetically kind of manufactured style?
That's a good question, because nature is pretty symmetrical.
Okay.
So I would like to think that this world is pretty asymmetrical. So everyone is sort of like has a dominant side to some of their features, like one nostril's larger than the other, one eye's smaller than the other.
So this is like a base level thing. It's not like a cultural thing.
Mm.
It's definitely like base level. So even like in nature, creatures for some reason favor asymmetry.
Yes.
Right.
I don't know how that works or why it's good for survival.
Well, we'll figure out for the turn.
Yeah.
Okay. For mine, I'm going to go pretty simple. I think that there is a valley or an island, some sort of secluded area in which everything is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, wildlife is giant. I think King Kong sort of Skull Island.
Yeah.
There's no like monsters there. It's just the creatures there are massive and no one knows why. So there isn't any civilization there. It's just you kind of walk in and then suddenly you're looking at a squirrel that's three times your height. And
like the Galapagos Islands.
Yeah,
but for giants.
That sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, the whole theory with Skull Island is that because it was independent and closed off, the animals had a chance to kind of just independently evolve at a hyper rate that wasn't kind of
evolve at a hyper rate, just ignoring the laws of physics altogether. Yeah.
What you mean? We can't just scale monkeys up to to eight times their size.
And that's kind of the situation, like that you discover, like this Valley of the Giants or what have you, is just these regular creatures, but at immense size and the complications that come with traveling through an area like that, or perhaps trying to figure out why it happened and what's going on. Or, as Matthew might suggest, harnessing it for profit.
What? Me? Never.
All right, well, those are the three pledges. So we have the serum, the giant serum used to make bigger profits from farming.
Mm-hmm.
We have the world of asymmetry, and we have the Valley of the Giants. So who wants, what turn do you think we should work on first?
Something you said intrigued me about the Valley of the Giants, and it's why are they giants? So, and having a, you know, playing as to like, let's figure out like what the hell happened here. Sort of implying that it wasn't always the Island of the Giants, but something went wrong.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I guess maybe there's like an old broken down wizard's tower with like that he had harnessed a spring, but now it's just like a pool and a stream that runs through it. And he had enchanted something with a spell to make things larger, and things that have just consistently been drinking this water, or maybe mothers who have been drinking this water, the children that they bore just grew to enormous sizes, and that's happened for generation after generation after generation. And that's why the creatures are so big.
Almost like a druid was like, say, you know, this the runt of the litter. This druid was trying to help these particular animals get on an equal playing field, lost control of this kind of enchantment or serum, and it's gone through the whole island. They're long gone, and it's just gone way out of hand. Yeah, I think.
But like because it's just the natural order just scaled up, nothing terrible has happened. Like, no, there's been no rampages, and if they move away, it could just be one rogue giant water buffalo, and when you kill it, like, that's it. There's not
they're larger animals, but maybe there's fewer of them, or
it could be because the ecosystem doesn't support entire herds of giant creatures. It'll only support maybe 10 to 20,
maybe a handful. The mosquitoes are as large as
Aeroplanes,
yeah. You can only have a few.
Thank you, Bruce Springsteen. Well, quite selfishly, I think my kind of pledge works quite well into the Monster Island.
How dare you try to
I'm going to piggyback into that.
And you're the origin story.
Yeah, yeah.
so maybe this person, we need to give him a name.
That's a good. All right.
So this person has found his. I am not giving anyone a name this episode.
Coward Q's.
Coward Q's.
Keylon Coward Q's.
Okay.
So they found their way into this and like taken samples and discovered what's going on and
yeah.
managed to make a serum that you can just kind of like either like feed or inject or
yeah.
whatever into.
But I like kind of your idea of the Wizard's Tower, and I actually like the idea of them having good intentions. At first, and then it just...
Wait, your guy or the original guy?
The original guy in the Wizard's Tower story. Yeah, I quite like the idea of having good intentions, and then it spirals out of control.
Right, like the wizard enchants, you know, some of the feed for the bovine there to sort of grow quite large to feed the community.
Yeah,
and then he gets flattened by one.
Yeah, accidentally.
Yeah. yeah, I quite like that. Well, if we're going to piggyback, then I...
No, all symmetry in the Valley of the Giants.
Well, I was going to say then, it's like, well, this is a lovely Valley of the Giants. The ecosystem is sustained. And then we just move the timeline forward a few generations and the asymmetries start to come out. That the enchantment spell starts to work.
Break down.
Selectively break down. Yeah. And you get these... I don't want to call them, like, I don't see them as like these mutant creatures, but yeah,
don't vilify them. They're beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Richard III. But we have this entire timeline of these giants who then sort of change and grow.
Yeah, or maybe it's the secondhand exposure. So people or animals that currently like eat. The giant creatures,
yeah,
maybe them and their offspring will have part of this enchantment on part of them, and so like like you said, their right arm would grow a lot bigger than the rest of them, or they'd have giant head or really long legs or something,
and they really like learn how to use these what are really tools that have developed over generations to really interesting effect,
very effectively.
Giant nose to smell all the things,
kind of like how Hellboy has that like rock arm. I think it's his right hand, and he uses that more as like a sledgehammer, and then he has his other hand to do like more rudimentary things,
light his cigar and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we've done is we managed to merge all three of them in the turn. Perhaps we should, in the prestige, twist further away again. So we have kind of an origin. We have a setting, which is the Valley of the Giants. We have sort of a side effect that maybe a party can stumble upon and then try to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
And then we also have someone who has figured out what's going on and is making profit from it.
Maybe
we have a big bad evil guy, we have the introduction to the quest, and we have the setting. So what is something that we can do with all of these three things to twist away from it? So I think if we start with your fellow's name, what are we calling him?
That's very good. I like the letter V.
V.
Yeah, so I'm gonna work in Victor.
Victor.
Husk. Victor Husk.
Okay. Victor Husk.
Zane was very impressed with
that. All people talked about on this podcast bear no resemblance to anyone living or dead. If they do, it is entirely coincidental.
It's a Howard Hughes reference. I don't know what you're talking about.
So Victor Husk has found a way to harness this massive growth that he has found. So where is he going from here? Like, I kind of want to see him go full mad scientist and start experimenting on himself, like total. And then
long fingernails, all right. You know.
Yeah. Well, I love that.
Yeah.
Or just like long fingernails, but why not just like really long arms and legs? So he's like walking like a spider. Like he can't walk upright anymore.
Yeah. I really like that. Yeah. And he's got this manic beard that kind of trails along. He looks quite bovine himself in a way, but also I like the idea that he kind of with wealth, especially when you're accumulating wealth, and this has been very successful, it's never enough. So he's obviously weaponized it, and he started selling it to people. So now you got people riding these giant monsters into battle.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
now there's wars breaking out between these giant animals.
And then you've got this really weird final boss fight with Victor.
Yeah. I'm imagining he's like, it's in his spine as well. So he's got this curled around spine that's really large.
Yeah.
And these long spidery legs with these.
Yeah, he would be terrifying. Yeah. And I reckon his main general is KP Boy in the picture riding.
Ah, yes.
His big bovine.
Oh, yeah. KP Boy.
Yeah.
excellent. Well, should we go then to the? So, what effect? Where are we twisting the village or the society of people that value asymmetry?
Right. My initial instinct is to go and someone presents something perfectly symmetrical. Someone finds like a sphere, and this has never been seen before, and. I don't know if this is a good idea, but it's like, oh, that's amazing. We've never even, like, this is, we thought
that
symmetry.
So you say sphere.
Yeah.
I think kitten, because it's so cute, but so symmetrical.
Mm.
And it's like, oh, I love it, but it's so ugly.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it? And then this is wave of kind of realization going like, oh.
Right, yeah.
Why are we like this?
Yeah, we bring something in from the island that questions this beauty of asymmetry.
And maybe, yeah, if someone has like a familiar that's just like a cat.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, yep.
Yeah. And then like a group of people kind of latch onto that idea and then start spreading like this discontent with the way that things are and questioning why is this happening and why are some people entirely different to others, and even in families, like things are different, and so that is kind of like a cult of symmetry that comes.
Yeah, the cult of symmetry. Yeah. I like that, and it's like, imagine if you found someone who was the same as you, and this idea gets spread in of like, oh, I'd never even thought of that. I was always the guy with the huge right arm looking for someone else with the right arm, but that doesn't help in a family environment.
And it becomes like a strength in numbers thing versus like the established order. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then the Valley of the Giants, I think, well, it can either go one way, either like it gets out of hand and they start spreading across the land, either by their own accord or by someone else's accord, either like part of the weaponization of it is that they're taken and bred and trained, and so they can't, the initial valley is decimated or harvested. Or I guess if you do get there in time, you set up some sort of protection for this unique ecosystem, depending, I guess it depends on whether you have a druid in the party or you make friends with a particularly persuasive druid.
Right. I could definitely see the island becoming kind of like a capitalist holy city, like Jerusalem. Like it's constantly changing hands because so many forces want to harvest it.
Do you know what we're talking about right now? Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, also King Kong, if the whole universal whatever happened, the extended universe. Yeah. So it is like wars are being fought over, and I think maybe it just ends up dying out because of the crossfire.
Mm. Yeah.
The secret is lost to the ages, and then again your party can come in at any part of that from any side, whether they're kind of sent in to wrest control of it or sent in by concerned circle of druids to kind of protect get this last litter of warthogs or something out that are just regular warthog size, but they will grow to giant warthog size.
We gotta smuggle them off the island.
Or to assassinate Victor Husk and like destroy his serum so he can't keep making more.
Fingers crossed. All right. Well, I think that's the episode. So we have the Valley of the Giants, we have Victor Husk and his enlargement serum, and we have the cult of symmetry or asymmetry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So thanks for joining us, you guys.
Excellent.
Thanks for having me.
If you want to use those in any of your games, please do. Let us know. If you have any artwork that you think we might like to use as inspiration, we are happy to accept it. Our email address is podcast_hooked@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter. And our home on the web is thatsnotcanon.com/hooked. So we will catch you again next week. See you, everyone.
All right. Thanks, Zane. See ya.
Thank you. Farewell.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.